For those who lead a hectic life, the temptation is to start thinking of rest as a waste of time, to feel guilty when we take a break, imagining that we should be up doing something, achieving something. Yeah, this idleness is definitely a waste of time. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Sometimes, to be honest, I can get a bit carried away. I love what I do, and before I know it, I'm so engrossed in this and that and the other thing that I forget to rest. Somehow, we imagine that we can do it all, but none of us can. In fact, none of us were ever meant to. We often read the stories about Jesus and his disciples going here, doing this, doing that, then heading off over there, without ever giving much thought to how hard they worked. Ministering to crowds was seriously hard work. Being hounded by the religious leaders was seriously hard work. Walking miles in this direction, then miles in another direction, was seriously hard work. And at the end of the day, they didn't get to sleep in a nice soft bed with their favourite pillow like most of us do. So have a listen to what Jesus, the Son of God, the Creator of the universe, said to them. Mark chapter 6, verse 31. Jesus and his followers were in a very busy place. There were so many people that he and his followers didn't even have time to eat. He said to them, "Come with me. We'll go to a quiet place to be alone. There, we'll get some rest." God is a God of rest. After creating the whole cosmos, he rested. Jesus knew that. He knew that his disciples needed to rest. Hey, even he needed to rest. And he knows that you and I, we need to rest too. Don't forget to rest. That's God's word fresh for you today. The thing I love about God is that he's interested in every part of our lives. He wants to speak his wisdom, his love, his power into every part of your life so that you can be all that he made you to be. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television message for some more in-depth teaching straight out of God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.